Yeah. That's exactly how you start the episode off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can you find that one?
Oh, yeah. We on the air?
Don't lose that one.
No, soundbite. We ain't losing that one, brother.
Don't lose it.
It's a blue chew. It's a blue chew.
Oh, damn, that's hot.
Oh, my bad.
Sponsorship.
Throwing in the corner. Brown fakes, fires up the three.
This is a epic event, Studio 54,
episode nine.
Like I said, man, we get grown, hosted by your boy Dre Ells, aka Eggnog Poppy today.
So Eggnog,
that's
Poppy.
What we doing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
And who else we got here?
It's Casa, aka the Ninjaneer, aka Santa today. Y'all gonna see today. And we got also.
Just muggy in this bitch. It's cold, but it's still fucking muggy with a chance of fucking beat someday when it drop.
And that's nice. Today we got Pro in here, but today I'm a Papa Noel.
Papa Noel.
Papa Noel.
Merry Christmas, brother.
Merry Christmas.
Well, you already knew what it is. Golly JW. Semi-Santa today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Semi-Santa today. We're going to rock with that one.
Yeah.
How y'all both feeling, man? How y'all feeling?
It's, you know, almost Christmas. My daughter just had a birthday on the 20th.
Yeah.
You know, some of y'all
happy
kids
birthday.
Just had a birthday.
Yeah. Got
a lot of,
Zaya birthday 15.
December birthdays.
Yeah. I just had one semi-youngin' birthday.
Yeah. 31, still a little semi there, you know what I'm saying? We about to drop it soon, man. He's just flying through it. About to drop it soon.
Semi-youngin'.
Commas wild.
Middle age crisis coming soon, bro.
Shit. Hopefully not middle age. Hopefully got long life to live, brother.
Damn,
jeez, that was morbid.
They done skipped a decade on you. You know me.
Yes,
but,
very morbid.
Dre,
yo,
what's the best gift to give somebody for Christmas? Anybody, though. What you think is a cool gift to give somebody, though?
The best gift is always presents.
Presents or money?
Yourself. Oh,
damn.
That was dope. That's some Alicia Keys
presents
shit.
Presents over presents. You know what I'm saying?
And he really eating on that journey. That's what it is.
Yeah,
man.
Time and effort is always the best gift. So, and love.
I was going
material
wise. Message.
I mean,
you going
I
deep
know.
Already?
Yes, man. Let's go there. Man. We're on the podcast. We got long form content. Let's go.
Let's do it.
And he don't want me to have a pause moment, but okay.
So
I spread love to my brothers.
Yeah,
that's no pause there.
We got eggnog. You know what I'm saying?
He trying to catch somebody. Bad. Damn.
Yeah, love to my brothers.
Always.
Holiday moment.
Who's the antagonist?
No, but you talking about as a gift for like
you just started dating somebody. What's a good first year gift for like somebody you're dating? Like. What's out of bounds and what's a good gift? Some like, you know, you can't buy a house. So like what you buy?
I mean, if that's in your
budget. Well, yeah,
you know, go ahead.
Budget,
but you know, it's always about, you know, the relationship. But at the end of the day, it's about how much you love that person, and it still go back to the love part, you know what I mean? Like
What you buying? You gotta buy something, man. What you gotta buy something, dog?
Let us know, dog. We
want
to know.
What you got, man? He don't want to tell us, man. You got the Birkin, huh, man? You look like you got the Birkin.
We did the perfume review.
Pots and pans.
You
could have
got the coach, the strawberry coach.
Why did houseware? His answers should be accepted.
You know what? All that would be, you know, if we went to JCPenney's, we can have a smorgasbord of
actually, speaking on it, I went there to do some stocking stuff for grabbers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I actually ended up, speaking on what you said, Bill, my wife wanted some pots and pans.
Yeah.
They had a dope set there.
Mm.
Got some stocking stuffers. Got some matching PJs. I actually got right in that motherfucker.
Man, I forget all about Jason.
Matching PJs.
I need to go there.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I'm saying. Look, my cousin hit us up. She said, look, Christmas Eve PJs. I'm like, shit. We ain't got them at Walmart, so shit. We went on here. JCPenney got us right. That's
I'm just
all
going
I'm
straight there.
Yeah. So that's, you just gotta go there, man. Hit them up in Lakeside. Yeah. They gonna get you right every time.
It's a hidden gem that's always been there in front of our face.
Literally,
man, it's been there forever.
Right.
I lost my daughter that one time, but we're not gonna talk about it.
Wow.
She probably was about a candy.
But did you find her?
No, the employee found her.
The employee found her. Okay, good.
So you got the page.
Great save.
You can find savings and save your findings.
Right.
Yep.
Word.
Yep.
Savings for your family.
Everybody's
and save your family.
Everybody's good. Everybody's good.
Thank you.
Code Adam.
But speaking of, you know, Christmas and shit, I figure I'd get the crew some gifts, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
And start a little segment, you know.
You started Lord deep with some love, too.
Yeah,
bro.
Why not?
This is
love,
man.
Over
I appreciate
here. But no,
that,
we need to do, y'all need to figure out who the gift for. I'm going to say what the gift is for, and then y'all be like, who it's for, all right?
This little is fun. Right. This is fun.
Guess the gift, all right?
Guess the gift.
Uh-oh.
Damn, can we cue like some cool ass like 60s right, game show music?
We're gonna do that in the
Yeah, Joe gonna do it in the edit. I ain't wanna do any theme music coming or nothing like that.
So we have a journal with a logo on front of a UFO.
Like
a UFO on front.
Wow.
All
right.
This journal
is for a person to write their deepest thoughts in, even if they involve UFOs, without worrying about the function of the group and their judgment. Who is this gift for?
Wow. So, sound like a muggy gift if I had that.
Damn, muggy gift, dog. I was thinking that shit already.
That was a good guess, somehow. Yeah.
Damn.
When I saw the UFO, I was like, that's me all day.
Yeah.
You got
an old thinking ass nigga.
That was perfect.
So that's what, one for Jeff?
Yeah, one for Jeff.
One point for Jeff.
Yeah. Every
I'm
point
competitive. We gonna
takes
go
off
in.
From the push ups he has to do for being a lady.
Okay.
So, we'll do it that way. All right. So this next gift is for the person that's always like, is the door locked when we're recording the podcast in the East?
Wow.
That's great.
No.
This sound like a pro gift.
That's
yeah.
Pro
there you
right
go. Peace shooter for next time we do the podcast in the East, you'll be
you
safe.
You already know it. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Damn, son.
It's not right about down. Being safe. It's about it being aware. You hear me? Shout out to the East Side since knee high. And we do the podcast off. All right.
Hey.
Hey.
Don't be telling niggas this.
Hey, cut that part.
Cut that bitch out. ASAP. That's why we don't go live. Never
God
how
damn!
How many you gave me?
Five.
I got one for each of you.
That bitch got boo goo deodorant on.
This next gift is for someone who likes to make drinks. I figure I'd give it to him. He also calls his name, aka a drink.
You got two
but,
enough.
Sound like that's Dre, if you ask me.
Yeah. But I figure, you know, instead of horchata, you use a little Hershey's in there. Put a little chocolate in there.
I mean,
you know?
Is this racial?
Chocolate.
No, it's not racial at
like,
all.
I feel like
I'm high below. It's all I can find to match your dynamic profile.
I feel like I'm kind of coming at you.
I appreciate it, man. I'm chocolatey.
Yeah.
So
since we only got one person left, this is for a person when they run up on you talking about, oh, we've been waiting for you all day. You just take this out and just spray it at them.
Wow.
Actually, I'm going to have a good time with my daughter with this.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's entertaining.
And I just bought this for ambiance. That's for me.
Hey, you gotta get yourself something.
That's some shit, Joe. That's some creative shit, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I got.
This is hilarious.
I got one more gift.
This is fucking hilarious.
This is for our prior host on Sophisticated Ignorance. We're trying to get him to come back into the fold, but when we brought him on, I was like, you got headphones? He was trying to do the video, and he didn't have no headphones.
This nigga's an asshole, yeah.
This nigga's
an
asshole.
Come back on the video. So here you go, Lex. Here's some headphones for when we do some remote video.
Not Bluetooth,
dog. Now you got some headphones, dog.
Reintroduction.
That's all I got.
He's creative.
Yeah,
that was an asshole move.
Yep.
But back to the festive event on Studio 54.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah, that's too much eggnog early.
Any new news, anything Christmas oriented y'all want to get into, man? Actually, I got something if y'all don't, though. So y'all let me know.
I was about to say, you got to, yeah, you might want to pull up some.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Check this out.
Keep up.
So, since it is Christmas, I figure I'll pull up some videos related to Christmas. Oh, yeah. There we go.
Double tap, hard as hell.
About to say, ho in this bitch.
Oh, I gotta get the premium version. I just stopped.
Let me just do the edits.
Since the nigga that don't edit.
More edits, more work.
So what the fuck are we listening to, dog?
One more time, from the top.
We need to speak on the outside so everybody that's listening to us that's here don't think we fuck. The weather outside is oh, you can't say that word.
Yeah. You sure can't.
Yeah, you can. Slow. She wanna run
the street, so more edit.
Let her hold. She doesn't show signs of stopping. So who am I to be cock blocking? I really hate to see you go. Text me good night, but it's something that I cannot ignore. She says she wanna hug on me all night, but when she's going outside, she's a whore. So let.
Yeah, I figured it was
that's what
some
I was waiting for.
This is horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, I was waiting for the drop though. You know what I'm saying?
I like the drop.
I run that in a strip club.
Hey, I dropped some money on this.
Yeah, I run this in a strip club though.
This is fucking horrible.
Wow.
The weather outside is humid. Yeah, that was muggy, nice actually. And terrible.
It's very,
nice
very muggy.
Wow.
Very, very muggy, though. No, very, very muggy.
That is crazy.
I ain't mad at it, though. I ain't mad at it.
That's some type of shit D want to bring up. That's something.
Yeah.
See, this is why.
But I mean, shit, he ain't say turn it into one. He said just let her be. Fine.
Just let her be, dog.
Let her be free.
It was pretty free spirited.
It was.
Yeah, he made me native.
Recent news. You know, they had another Louisiana Fest in Houston. That was like December 21st.
Weezy did it, huh?
Yeah. Like, this, I think this is going to be the test. I don't know if they sold it out. We could check and see. But I think that was a test to see if that bitch could really be a tool. Cause you know the one at home was easy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, New Orleans.
Everybody wanted to come to that bitch. A lot of anticipation.
I see what you're saying.
But I mean, you got a lot of New Orleans in Texas, so
yeah, that's true. That's true.
He got a ticket outside of the box, like all the way.
Mm. He gonna have to stick to the South, cause you know the hot boys.
Well, it's not a he. This it's the hot.
Yeah,
boys.
That's
the
what
hot
I'm saying. I'm talking about the hot boys because it's a hot boy.
Yeah, if he tour the South, it's gonna be he'll have a success touring the South.
That's what I'm saying. He could do at least 10 cities.
You don't think they do good on the West Coast?
I mean, maybe one or two spots.
Yeah, they go to like
not right now.
No, you know what? I'm lying. They would.
Maybe
they had that BG fuck with the West Coast. They would. Boys fuck with the West Coast.
They'll do good in New York. Yeah.
BG in Nevada right now.
I think Wayne name could hold some weight in his own though. So
yeah, Vegas. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think that's where house arrest is. And Wayne just got a residency in Vegas. So
where? Yeah, so I think he'll do good over there, man. It's Wayne. It's still Wayne.
And Juvie's still Juvie. You know.
Exactly.
It's just Turk, them bringing Turk along, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's like your little, you know, your openers and whatnot, man. It's all good.
Yeah, but can they perform together, you think? Because Louisiana Fest, it was just like a good like 15 minutes. They did like 3-4 songs. You think they could really do a tour though together?
And I feel like it's if they want to make this money, they're going to make it happen.
Only one way to find
out. Exactly, they're going to make it happen. Yeah.
We could just put it together,
make it do what it do.
Yeah.
What does Wayne be wearing though? Like, since we talk, like we
it'd be nothing but
that boy said what is Wayne wearing?
I couldn't even get it out right. Like he had on some like I don't his boots had extra boot on it and shit. Like, I thought it was about
his boots were wet boots. Yeah,
boot out of the world. Yeah. Out of this world. It looked like a space.
And he got on a muggy outfit for real.
Damn. not a muggy outfit.
That bit was drooping. I look my bad.
So sport. Sports, like we always say.
Sports in this bitch.
You gotta cut that in.
So, are student athletes, or are they professional athletes? Now that they get an NIL,
man.
That's the question. We'll watch the video. Wait, right, we'll watch the video.
Yeah. I'm about to say.
I'll give you a little, just a little hypothetical after this.
All right.
Okay. this all for the viewers to see.
This all getting cut.
Yeah, about to cut the piss out of that shit.
Yeah,
yeah, you're never gonna see this shit. Y'all want to get a drink right now?
Out of tune time. I could have smoked. Man, I'm egg roll starting to look good. That shit was homemade.
Y'all don't know about the crawfish.
That crawfish might be a little too late in the season for the crawfish. Man,
they look good though. They look nice and red though.
You don't worry about it if it's late in the season. You just make sure the seasoning not late. You just you put that shit right on time. All right,
let's start off again. Are student athletes, or are they professional athletes? Let's watch that.
Okay.
Of these so-called quote-unquote meaningless bowl games.
If you don't want to play in your bowl game, I'm not going to be like, oh, you're a bitch.
I don't give them an option.
Damn.
And I probably do call them a bitch if they don't play. Wow. I would not give them an option. Fuck all that, homie. If it's a fucking business decision, then you play your games, homie. I paid you. Stop with the fucking excuses.
Who the fuck is that?
These dudes deserve to sit out because they're going to get hurt. No, I deserve not to pay you then.
Why?
Play the game, homie.
Yeah.
Play the game, homie.
Yeah.
Play the game.
Yeah.
I paid you.
Yeah.
Stop with the narrative of student athlete.
Right.
Here goes your sound.
He got more credibility though.
There's no vertical more head such man thing as student athletes. Not at the Division
I. He got way more credibility.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know that.
Look, I don't
want
to hear another university say student athlete.
I about to say you can cut it. You can cut it right there. That's the.
But I mean, if you're getting paid, no, I say he. Need to play, then you gotta play.
So
at this
what's the actual question? Like, you want to pose for the group?
So are students that play football get NIL money? Are they student athletes, or are they professional athletes, or a combination of both?
I think at this point now it's such a new thing, that a new threshold that we've been in is really like been on the last few years. So at this point, that since they're getting paid, and if they're getting millions. Like some of them Clemson players, they're pulling up in Ferraris and shit. You got to play the game, dog. Like, I'm sorry, dog. This is not 5 years ago where you just went to college and it was just a scholarship. You know, right now, you got to play the game, dog.
It's even outside of the NILs. Like, the schools now can pay the actual, they can pay them. So even if they don't have an NIL, if you're on that team, most likely you're getting paid. I need you to play.
Yeah, you got to play.
So at this point, just to answer that question, professional athlete for sure. Y'all a professional athlete. You might not be in the pros,
you're a professional student athlete.
Yeah, there you go. As if you're a professional student athlete, you still got to go to class, man.
Are they going to class?
We're going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
They just have to pass.
They got to pass. There you go.
You just have to pass. No matter what, you just have to pass.
They just got
to
be
however you do it.
Football.
However you pass.
They're going to get the grade. They're going to give them a D.
However you pass, that's how you pass, you know.
I just the messenger. I ain't know who the motherfucker that dude was.
He's the speaker of those, you know, he's the face of probably those people with those deep pockets.
Facts. Like, that's pretty much what it is.
But at the end of the day, you know, that's what comes
still
with
not
money.
Cool coming from him. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
you pay to play, dog. It wasn't the way he verbalized it. Harsh.
Racial undertones.
They speak a lot worse behind those closed doors. Like, you know what I'm saying? You might as well get compensated. Like, in that sport, the owners or whoever's at the top are definitely racist white men. So if you got to get your
Dallas.
Just get your money, though. Like, I'm that man, he was very
nah, don't be talking about I'm a bitch or this or that, man. And like,
Especially for young men that aren't really like full adult.
Nah, I'm sure he wouldn't say that for me.
I mean, I'm gonna give y'all
I don't think he would have said that to somebody.
I'm gonna give y'all this hot take.
He is saying it online, so he might as well be saying it.
That's what I'm saying.
What you said, Joe? Like,
I'm gonna give y'all this hot take because I got a little cousin that's in D1 sports. I ain't gonna tell you the school, but. I mean, he had a buddy who was saying he didn't want to play a bowl game. Coach told him, like, straight up, I'll make sure your son will never come to this bitch if you don't play this game.
Ooh,
and at the end of the day, like, the coach's job on the line, so I get it. But like to tell a kid that, to blackmail them that kind of way, I mean, they doing some real crazy shit. So
definitely,
you don't really know what's going on behind the scenes till you got someone behind the scenes.
Right, these colleges is doing stuff crazy. Like our high school, you know, we had the number one player. I think he was in class of 2026, so he reclassified, transferred to Cal or whatever. Didn't play one down for Cal. You know, just so LSU could stash him away and get him. I think he's coming out in 25 this year. So it's like, you know, and I think they gave him like 1 point something. You know, like if he would have played one more year and like put up some stats instead of the one sophomore year of high school, he would have got probably like 5 something. You know what I'm saying? From somewhere else. But, you know, they just playing a game, though. It's just, you got to pay to play, though. Yeah. And be smart about it.
Yep. Same with everything in business and life. It's pay to play now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
But you throw 1 point something million at a kid, though, that's a lot. Especially
you
at
gotta
15
take that.
Year old,
I mean, because you don't know the next fucking snap you take, you might.
I mean, it's deep. The women, too. I have a person that works for me. His daughter just got an NIL deal for 2.5 M's. Mm. They paying her $50,000 a month.
Wow. She play?
She plays softball.
Mm. What?
She plays softball.
Wait.
2.5 for softballers.
I'm not lying.
What school?
She's going to Alabama. So you can look up the Alabama softball class. She's at the top for softball.
Sense. That makes sense.
So like they
I'm about to fuck this egg roll up. I don't know what y'all that talking about.
So focused like, on that, man.
Yeah, so like it's, I mean, even down to the women, man, they paying them nice too.
Yeah, like the girl from LSU, the one that's in
Angel
gymnastics.
Reese?
No, the gymnastics girl.
I don't know that.
She's not even that good, but she gets a lot of money from NIL. Like, hey, just, so you know, get your money. Like,
why this couldn't be around when I would have tried, bro. I would have tried something, dog. I would have shot putt or something, son. Damn, dog. Golf something, bro. I would have did something.
Football way better, man.
I would have tried. Man said I did it, but I ain't do it to my full potential. Like, something, bro. Gym.
You know, breakdancing is an Olympic sport. Like, you know.
Them parties on the weekend, skip, man. Damn, man.
It would have been serious.
All right, so let's get into the boot up or shut up since Pro's all checked out and shit.
Pro said, motherfucker set up on a killer's egg roll.
Sports.
Yo. That's why we got 5 people on this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Bring it on. We finished
this bitch up.
We finished with sports, Pro. So come back, bro.
Come on.
God damn. He got jokes.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
So I heard this recently. I was like, this nigga was kind of spitting, though. Y'all remember this guy. What's his name? The Game?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. The Game.
Say you from Compton, but you ain't from Compton. I'm Charles Bronson when I swing as Thompson. You call it Bompton, but you ain't from Bompton. Not the way I seen it. You took the scenic. You at the convenience store when it's convenient. Buster ass nigga don't know the difference between Altadena. Say you from Compton.
That nigga this always
dude
rap.
Is always.
He can rap, though.
He can rap, though.
He can rap his ass off. It's just, you know, he just got a lot of shit with him.
Yeah. He got face tattoos.
No, it's not that. That's not
talking
the shit
about this time?
I didn't.
No one knows.
He's always talking about somebody, but that was some nice bars.
He not a rap. I mean, that's one thing about him. He can fucking rap.
Yeah.
He can rap.
What?
He can rap.
Man, shut up, man. Tell
like
him
so
you
shut up.
Man, he can shut up, man.
Tell
fuck
him
all shut
up.
That
way we got our first shut up, y'all. There we go.
I'm getting tired of him. He been saying the same shit, man.
What's
fuck, he can shut up.
What song was that off of?
Exactly.
That was from...
That's some random shit.
Snoop Dogg posted it. That's the only reason I saw
outside.
It.
Outside.
Featuring YG. Yeah.
Oh, that was off
people.
His album. Yeah. What he came out with.
Look at
Born
the top
to
comment.
Rap.
Read the top comment.
What it was called, Born to Rap?
I wish Game didn't do so much BS and actually really put his talent first. SMH. He is honestly one of the best rappers, but he think drama is the best for his rollout.
And that's why I'm telling him to shut up too.
And
that's
the most rap on this fucking thing out of everything.
That's exactly what I mean when he brings some. He
bite
some
that
shit.
I judge music based on music. That's all I judge it by. Yeah, but you know
he can rap though.
Yeah, he definitely can rap.
You know
definitely
he put out a diss. You know he put out
just
a diss
rap,
within
man.
The Drake and Kendrick shit.
Yeah,
he put out one
Wait,
against Rick
Drake
Ross.
Did?
No,
I mean
did.
James did.
Yeah, against Rick Ross.
Who claimed they from Compton but ain't from Compton?
No, he said, you ain't from Bompton. He said, you claim me from Bompton.
That's off of Dramatic, nigga said. Nigga said, nigga said.
Yeah.
Nigga don't even count.
He said both. He said, you claim you from Compton, but you ain't from Compton.
Yeah, man.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I ain't got time for that.
Well, Snoop posted, so.
Shit.
So it's a Snoop subliminal, you know.
Who knows,
who
man?
Came at
Snoop not even from fucking Compton, so shit.
Snoop said
didn't
it was.
Didn't Kendrick come at Snoop recently?
Yeah,
but Snoop
yeah,
said it was the edibles. Beach.
Yeah, see, he said, I ain't got time for Snoop either, though.
Yeah, son.
I love Snoop, though. Snoop is like the
connect
greatest.
Connect the
but,
dots. All right,
fuck,
let's
we ain't
move
got time
on.
For we ain't got time for it, though.
We have any new music other than Mariah Carey popping out of, you know?
And signing Rihanna tits.
No.
She popped up and signed Rihanna tits.
SZA popped up at J. Cole shit?
Where she did that at?
Yeah, she did sign some tits.
I'm trying to tell
what
you.
What the fuck?
Wait, who signed tits?
Okay,
what are you talking about?
I got
I'm
the fucking scoop over here.
I was trying to focus. I was trying to bring it over here.
Mariah Carey pulled up on Rihanna, and Rihanna was like, sign my titty because my old man wants you to sign my titty. And it's like, this is a fucking moment.
So we kept the cameras rolling. And
she grabbed a microphone and was like,
iPhone 12 with 5G. Thanks to Metro. Camila.
Yeah, shout out.
Now I have to ask a question to DJ Sus One. Sus, you just finished opening for Mariah Carey on her Christmas tour.
We got video on this shit?
How you feeling, Sus?
I feel accomplished. Like, we got it done. I'm happy to be back on the show, but it was a great time. I also miss being with the.
This is so funny.
Are you filming me in my bad time? No.
Wow. This is iconic.
Yes, sir. Nice.
Yeah.
That was a big vape.
Big vape? What?
That was a huge. Was that a vape?
Oh, that was a marker. What you talking about?
No, that was that Rihanna was hitting.
Oh, well, let's go back. Huge. I don't know. Let's see.
I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't looking at that.
Concerning.
I wasn't looking at that. I wasn't looking at
something else.
Man, that was the fucking microphone. What's wrong with y'all? Look.
I ain't gonna lie. They even talk rich. She said, "Who is the shades?" I ain't never heard that one.
Oh, it's a microphone.
Yeah, man, what the fuck?
This thing a drink.
Man,
No.
That ain't no vape, man. That better be a drink, huh?
Drink
being
respectful.
It was a fast move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty quick, though.
You know? So,
wasn't looking below
Mariah's,
the neckline.
Why? I mean, I guess it was a moment. Wait, we need another Janet Jackson moment at the Super Bowl. That's what we need.
I don't want that moment.
No,
why not?
That'd be terrible.
It's about to be so
horrible,
cool.
But not with Janet Jackson.
Universal shit with Kendrick Lamar and whoever he bring on.
Yeah, who would he bring out?
SZA.
Yeah.
That's what clearly. I'm saying. As long as it's just not him. At the Super Bowl.
Y'all don't see that setup? No, he's bringing out SZA.
That's what I'm saying.
100% bringing out SZA.
Yeah, about to say, you don't see the setup? They going on tour. They got new
they got
songs
they
just dropped off.
Yeah, it all makes sense.
They're going on a stadium tour, too.
It's a stadium tour.
Clearly, like, you got to use this and it's gonna
and
propel him
capacity.
In a direct exactly
even that song
sheesh look at Dirt Glow
30
yeah,
ah,
shit was crazy,
30 for 30 the new Whew. Joint
see you ain't ugly you just broke
yeah.
That's really what it is. Fuck,
that's what they said that
nah that's true man.
They
look at
said
this
that. Though. I bet you that
anyway let's
man look at this man
she went from body back to scissor.
Beautiful.
Respectfully. Oh, man.
I mean, money make you look good, though.
So let's get into that crime segment.
More members have been killed in the 7th Ward.
This ain't the way that I'm living it, all right? But I love the price of this living, it pays nice. I'm doing now what I couldn't before because I'm living the life of an outlaw.
Yeah. It's becoming a war zone.
A damn war zone.
Yeah, damn, I remember that song.
Third day.
So there was.
It happened to us again.
See. Yeah, I see what I'm saying, though. I gotta start downloading. Oh.
He did it to.
Studio.
Conspiracy. Egg rolls.
Was that bitch good?
Off the fucking chain.
No, what's the egg roll?
Man, shout out to the egg roll.
Man, why you ain't bite that bit on the mic, man? You can, so they can know that bit was legit.
I kinda did, but on the slick, though.
Yeah, so, that would have been a pause worthy event.
You see what I'm saying? That's why I had
I appreciate
to,
that.
My dog. My dog. You know signed and sealed, delivered.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But just know it was official.
Just the video.
Do you want to see how much money you're eligible for?
Yes.
If you were in a car crash for the last 2 years. Fuck.
I wasn't.
He's the guy who became a national sensation as the world's chillest man.
Sometimes you just have to stand up to punks like that.
Tony Tobar just nonchalantly sat there, lighting up his cigarette as his favorite neighborhood bar was robbed.
So
this is your bar. This is your home bar, and you weren't going to let anybody push you around.
Oh, and that was
in
his,
there.
His bar.
That's absolutely
well, no,
correct.
Not his bar.
Tobar looked cool as a cucumber as the other patrons at Bierman's his bar in St. Louis followed the robber's orders and hit the deck.
He puts the barrel of that gun into your rib cage. What's going through your mind?
He was reaching for my phone at the same time, so what was going through my mind is, no, this is not going to happen.
The bar's surveillance video shows the 57-year-old master mechanic grabbing his phone back after the bad guy tries to take it. The surveillance video is silent. Now, Tovar is revealing what words were exchanged.
Sometimes you have those type of days, though.
Damn, son.
Sometimes you're just like, you know what? Fuck it, nigga.
Don't take my phone and my cigarettes.
Don't fuck with me right now, son. Yep. It's the wrong time. Like, he didn't give a fuck if he went that day, though.
Let me tell you, though. You don't bother
that was
a man.
Probably me.
He's at the ball. He's going through a breakup.
He at the bar in uniform still. He literally still in uniform, man. Leave that man alone.
That man was just on his phone. He didn't get down. He was like, all right, whatever you do what you got to do, but don't take my phone.
He just got fired.
He really hit him with that. Man, fuck off of me.
Right. Yeah. That nigga put the gun in his face and he said, nah.
Yeah,
so right. That nigga had a hell of a day.
He you lost. Know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. He lost his job. He like fuck your 8K.
He lost his dog.
What about losing your 401K?
He lost his mind.
It's not going there for him.
Double it. Give it to the next one, man.
Fuck it.
Let's see what. Because look what time it is. Midnight.
It's 12:30.
Damn,
yeah,
it's 12:30. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's most definitely that time.
It's August 28th. It's hot as fuck outside.
He still
probably.
Got his uniform on. He got off at 5. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. At the latest 6.
Let's see what the robber said.
During his scary encounter.
He actually asked me, I need the money out of your wallet. I just said, I got $2 in my wallet, and that's for my next beer. I asked him, hey, sir, get me a beer. He looked at me and said, no, get your own beer.
After taking money from other patrons, the robber forced the bartender to open the cash register. He took all the money, $200 in total. All the while, Tovar just sits there taking it all in. His advice for anyone else who finds themselves in a similar situation, don't do what he did.
If you don't want to get hurt and you're not sure, comply.
Dog, homie didn't give a like shit, dog.
Fuck, dog.
Damn, son.
He's not brave. He don't care.
Have been killed in the
That's what that was. He just didn't give a fuck.
Difference,
I think Buddy looked at him and seen it like, nah, he don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Nah, but
talk that shit.
Nah, but that was crazy, Jerry. Though. Like, nigga having the AK right there. And do like
that was a shotgun.
He was just like, don't fuck with my phone or my cigarettes and my
sometimes track. You have those type of
man. Was it a Friday?
I don't know. 12/28/19. Well, no, it was 8/28/2019.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely some shit I'd do.
I ain't gonna lie, I only have $2 left on a Friday is ass.
Wednesday. Oh,
and it was a Wednesday.
It was a Wednesday, my nigga.
That nigga had a hell of a
day. Yeah, it was the middle of the week.
He had two more days. He had two previous days. Yeah. That nigga was like, damn. I could go right
I ain't got
now.
Time for this right. shit.
That nigga said, if it's insta date, I had a hell of a
day. Well, really, since it was midnight, he was there Tuesday. So he had a long ass Tuesday.
That part.
And ended up there still Wednesday. God damn.
The dude realized not to fuck with him, though. Like, because he was going to have to shoot him. He didn't want to have to shoot
not
him.
Not over $200.
I wasn't about to shoot him over no $200.
He ain't even had no mask on anyway. He was a dumbass robber. That's why he knew for sure. He like, you ain't about this shit, man. Move.
It looked like he found that AK outside.
Yeah.
In the nigga truck.
That bitch looked like it didn't even look like an AK.
That was a
like
shotgun. That we said it was a barrel of a shotgun.
Yeah.
That bitch looked like this. I got that bitch loaded.
No locked doors. No locked doors.
I don't give a fuck if the door locked.
Time for life.
Yeah.
Evil conspiracy.
UFO. Conspiracy.
Believe in.
Oh boy, do I have one for you. I believe that ancient civilizations were actually more advanced than we are today.
And the reason why we don't have any hard physical evidence of it is because they lived in accordance with the Earth. They didn't produce any non-biodegradable waste. Their science was based off of what was already provided by the Earth, and they were much more consciously aware. But the biggest part of the conspiracy is I think that the people in power right now, they know this, and they won't tell the public, because then we'll start living like these ancient civilizations did, and the system at which these powerful people gain more power will crumble.
Conspiracy theory that...
So, she was talking fast as a motherfucker.
God, I caught everything
she said.
She said a lot.
It makes a lot of sense.
All I want to say is fucking duh, dog. I've been saying this shit for like fucking years, dog. And everybody's like, oh, it's a conspiracy. You know what the difference is between a conspiracy and fact?
What is that? Time.
In enough time, a conspiracy, once the evidence pop up, then you'd be like, oh, damn, they was fucking right.
And that's every fact begins as a theory.
Exactly.
You got this one just happens
to be a conspiracy theory.
You know? I've been drinking the same empty cup for the last 3 seconds. that should be a fucking conspiracy.
Where is a Casso drink for us to be killing behind his back?
I know, dog. It's right there behind my back. That's where it should be. But no, honestly.
So what was she saying, man?
The thing is, they've been finding a lot of out of place artifacts from like millions of years ago, like screws from millions of years ago inside a rock that was formed over millions of years ago. But there's no way to place that into our current history and our current, you know, civilization. And everybody else that works in archaeology doesn't want to address these things. And they say, oh, it's pseudoscience. It hasn't been proven. And da, da, da. But it keeps popping up in different places. So it's like, then they got all these things that are underwater, like off the coast of Japan, that when it's built, like it was at sea level, but when sea level was that low, it was over 10,000 years, over like 20,000.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Ancient aliens.
And then the ocean, what they say, we don't know 80% about what's in the ocean.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
It's a lot about this world that we don't even know. So, I mean, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's that only like, crazy. What, 8% explored or some
the
shit?
The bullshit is the gatekeepers and everything that want to, you know, say something, say something is not valid or not. And that's the whole bullshit. In society, it's like they don't want, you know, what the fuck?
That fucking air raw hitting, boy.
Yeah.
That bitch cold, listen, but it's good.
Yeah, that might have to be the name of this one, dog. Like, fucking egg roll.
And they put the shrimp fried rice in this, too.
They got seaweed in this bitch, son.
Yeah, what you need a whole egg roll?
A shrimp. And shrimp fried rice.
Anyway, the gatekeepers.
Man, they got another
the
one over there.
Fucking in society, they keep and make shit valid or not valid. And
trying
that's
to keep
what
that
it
from
is.
Us. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
They still haven't figured out how they built the pyramids and shit yet?
I mean, you know, there was pyramids built in each sector of the world. You know what I mean? Like, it's just.
Yeah, all built differently.
They just try to not similarly, but not so. You know, similarly, but not so similar.
It's a triangle. I mean, what more you need, bro? Like,
I mean, they all had mathematics and fucking geometry.
But how did they do this?
Like, right, exactly. I was like, how did
the stones are way too big to be carried.
They had to have some type of mechanism back then. So they just trying to erase the history, like Bill said. They're trying to keep information from us. You know what I mean?
No, let me show you that. It has to be lasers for all. You know, you ever seen all this shit?
You think it was lasers?
No.
No, you mean,
listen
to
what I'm talking
about. Talking about alien shit.
You ever seen the shit that's excavated deep inside the mountain? And the Indian, like the fucking statues to Krishna?
I'm not even laughing. I'm with you, though.
I'm
sorry.
That nigga, Bill, is.
So look at this shit.
I'm so serious right now.
So,
I'm peeping it.
Indian temples, wonder.
Oh, you talk, okay, let's go.
So, shit like this,
I don't know, you know. But you think this is alien?
This is involved? Excavated out of a mountain. This was a solid block right here. They excavated down, my nigga. Yeah. Can you
that's
do that with spoons? Like, I mean, how would you
think
do
they,
that?
I think they had more than spoons.
Though. I saw a nigga in Samoa do that with a Celsius. Laser, not that fucking thing.
But what did they do in Spain? What was the Moors doing in Spain and all that shit?
Lasers, like, nigga.
Chinese too. The Chinese.
Nah.
And the Mayans.
Hey,
and
man,
the
nigga,
Egyptians.
In the Seven War was a fool. What the fuck?
You think they went all around the world and built pyramids?
I don't know, dog. I don't know.
That is fucking
but
hilarious.
That shit looked like it took forever to carve, dog.
Yeah,
like,
nah, I ain't gonna lie. I kind of, I'm following you with that one. The fuck, dog? Damn, we can't take nothing serious.
What nigga
man.
Said about the Celsius?
nigga said that's how the St. Louis Cathedral was built, man. By
lasers, dog.
Nigga said, did that with the Celsius.
Yeah. Joke, dog.
Chill out. Drake.
No, that's funny as shit. That's funny, dog.
That's how they built the fucking autocrat.
Buku Red, nigga.
A fucking Celsius. They call it a Celsius 7.
That's funny as fuck.
Go to the
though.
Any bar, Expo Celsius 7.
That's funny as fuck.
Watch it start coughing some shit.
So I don't know how you keep catching every commercial.
Yeah. Let's get the Brave hilarious. Browser,
we
man.
Getting, oh, hey. This man. I fucking like that guy.
We could cut into stone with lasers now, dog. Like, easily. Very easily. It just seems like.
Superman built that bitch pretty
maybe,
much.
Maybe they had advanced technology that we just don't know about.
I see what you're saying.
Damn, I'm kicking the mic.
But no, there was
look,
a different
what if they
this
were just.
This is a home project, but there was a different. I'll find it next time.
Like,
but
what if they were just using something as simple as, like, you know, made found a way to put some glass together to just burn
but,
that
but,
shit?
But bricks are heavy.
That is true.
Them stones
how you,
heavy
yeah,
shit.
You can't just pick that shit up.
So
and
the question is, did they have another civilization before us? You know what I'm saying? Like before.
Before people?
No, yeah, like some shit. No, motherfucker. I mean, they said they flooded the world once, so shit. No. I see some shit. Yeah. What the fuck are they calling people? The Ayahuasca or the fucking...
Ayahuasca?
The Anunnaki.
Yeah, the Anunnaki.
Anunnaki.
That fucking theory and the whole conspiracy about that shit. Right.
That we were implanted with genes from aliens to create
humans.
Yeah,
all of that bullshit. You know, I don't know, man. That shit is some advanced freaking stuff. I don't think all society not could do no shit like that. Everybody on phones and fucking worried about getting their ass out.
Why can't we recreate the pyramid? It's like twerking.
Yeah, everybody
twerking
got their
and
ass
food.
Out
food and twerking.
Yeah, that's it.
And rap. That's all it is.
Nobody ain't worrying
is.
About advancing shit.
Sports.
That fucking shit hit, huh, Bill?
Yeah,
that shit is hilarious.
There's only one egg roll left.
Nigga, only everybody worry about you having their ass out.
Yeah,
that's fucking hilarious.
That ain't shit. Yeah, we ain't advancing nothing, man. Elon Musk and Trump.
We could
and all
build some pyramids now, so.
No, we can't. That's the thing. Why haven't we built pyramids?
Everybody,
we so much more advanced.
Who
than
wants
these
to
niggas,
redo
dog?
Something that's been done that great?
It's
like
going
look
on the
look
moon.
At those guys that's trying to do pyramids.
I feel like the it's Eiffel so Tower was the, was them trying to do that. And it didn't work out.
Like it's been done.
Eiffel Tower did work out. What you mean?
I'm saying that ain't a pyramid.
Well, no.
That's what I'm saying. It's
made of steel.
That's what I said. I feel
no,
like
no, pizza. That's a Tower of Pisa.
That's a Tower of Pisa. Yeah. Oh, you do have to say it like that.
That Tower of Pisa.
Yeah. If your hand don't do like that, it's not in Italy.
But Eiffel Tower is like you said. Like
I said, I feel like that was the man made. Like the they were trying version. To put that together, and it's like it didn't work out.
Yeah. It's steel.
The
it's
wonders
light.
Of the world.
It's not the same. What I'm saying is. Recreate it. If we so much better than these guys, let's recreate it. Who's gonna do it?
Man, this shit
who's
about
gonna
technology
do it?
And
me.
Data.
We better than the Egyptians?
And secret
we got
drones.
Better technology. Let's recreate the pyramids. Why not?
They're coming with cold fusion.
We can't do
technology.
It, can we?
Though you been thinking about this, huh?
No,
say right.
Not really.
No, about making pyramids. Like,
so, kind of
I mean, I'm with him though. Though, like, you
this
haven't,
this
you never seen, you never seen it again.
Why don't we do it again?
Yeah. Right, we seen everything game, else man. Built again. We seen builders built again and all.
Let me show y'all the scale of the pyramids against backdrop of
y'all
Egypt.
What you got on your mind, Paul?
Who's gonna fucking redo what's been redone like that?
What's how it's been redone?
It takes a lot of space.
It's
and a
not,
lot of,
I would you know. Never redo the pyramids because it's so fucking amazing.
But it's not about redoing them or not redoing them because they're amazing. It's the fact of like you can't do that again.
I bet I could do it.
The nigga in the seventh ward with the Celsius.
The nigga in the seventh ward. I'm telling you, get a nigga out of the seventh ward with the Celsius, he could do anything.
But like, look at that, though.
Dog, look at this picture. You right here.
Look at that. Right.
The building, this 10-story building
right.
that's super far ahead of you
right.
is small compared to the pyramid that's 30 miles or however fucking many miles
over. Not a couple hundred right there.
Look at this shit. It's it's like the mass of all these fucking buildings. Though.
Definitely could be on AP tour easily.
Fucking AP. Easily.
That bitch is moving right
niggas,
now.
Yeah.
Swear you guys gotta have a vision.
Nigga, save that bitch.
Swear. You gotta
have a vision. That bitch is beautiful. Yeah, but like, at the same time, though, I mean, you know, but wild, you know how the movies was. Like, the pharaohs was, like, extra vain and shit like that. Man. So they wanted shit to be that high.
No, it was fucking horrible, mm-hmm. dog. Like, I heard King Tut had, like, club foot or something weird like that. No, look it up.
Conspiracy.
Okay, pull it up.
What's it called?
Not, King Tut. Fucking
damn.
Fun fact. I'll bet you. I'll put some money on it.
What I Google?
King Tut.
King Tut
has a club foot.
Club foot.
Yep. That would have been a hell of a defense.
Yes. Hey, I told us. Yes, King Tutankhamun.
Okay.
Had a club foot. What the fuck is a club foot?
He had a foot disorder. The reason why is because his family bloodline was that close that they had genetic issues. They married cousins and sisters and cousins.
They was a family tree was a one branch.
There was genetically modified.
Mm.
Fuck. Yeah.
That sounds like a horrible idea.
Yeah. What else would you like to know?
I would like to know if a woman has ever been this honest just, with you.
The fact that you just spit that shit clean off your hair right quick. Oh yeah, he had a club foot.
I'm the aura pro.
Pro.
What's up?
Oh yeah. Has anyone? Not even a woman. Has anyone ever been this honest with you?
Okay, listen.
I am 31.
Are you single?
I have a situationship.
So why haven't you just asked him to be yours?
I have a mental health problem and I just don't really think I'm good for anybody.
But why do you feel like that about yourself?
Because I've had many, many episodes and I didn't used to be a good person.
Why do you say that?
My mental health was really bad and I would just take it out on every guy I dated. They didn't do anything wrong. It was just me. But...
How long was your last relationship?
Damn.
2 years.
Did you break up with him or did he break up with you?
He broke up with me.
Why do you think he left you?
Because he couldn't handle me being unstable all the time. Like I told you, I'm on meds.
What did that look like day to day?
Sometimes I would have random like mood swings.
Wow.
And I would take it out on him. Or sometimes I would change my mind on things sporadically and that kind of just made him, like, pushed away. He was actually a really good person. If he's watching this, you're a good person. It was me.
She on the spectrum, man. Respect to those people on the spectrum, man.
Listen.
Why definitely. Are you laughing at her, man? If you knew that, see?
Dog, I was with somebody Friday night like that. I'm telling you. Shit crazy as a motherfucker.
Hey, I appreciate the honesty, though, man. I mean,
birds
shit.
You got to appreciate the honesty.
I appreciate
it. She laid it out, like, all of it. She was like, it was my fault from the beginning. This is why I'm on meds now. You got to respect the honesty. And she's going through her thing. She's like, I'm not good for nobody right now.
Seemed like she was on MDMA.
She took herself off the equation. You know what I'm saying? God, respect to you, lady, whoever you are.
I have
are.
A question.
What? What's your question?
So is a person that's that aware emotionally and mentally, are they really mentally disordered? She just explained every single fucking reason
she
why
she also honest, said she's man. On meds now.
But at the same time.
So maybe it's a condition of the meds.
Is I think it's a condition of the fucking
she
mind.
She's not playing
is
games.
Is it something that
she's not
that,
playing for the camera?
Is she falling victim to her mental
awareness?
Help, or
now
is
that's
she,
deeper.
Or is she like actually going through these things, or is she just using this as a crutch to get out of situations or fall deep into relationships?
I think she's going through them, but she's just so brutally honest about the shit she's
going through.
I think
it's both. I think she's using it as a crutch,
like,
too,
she's
though.
She's very aware, you know what I mean?
I think it's being used as a crutch as well.
I hope she's in a better place today.
What state she from?
Don't know. Not going to find like out either.
Delaware? She kind of Delaware-y.
But look, while we're here, though.
Ain't going to help you.
Y'all are they looking? Comments?
No, are they looking at the phone?
Somebody's going to say she's from Delaware.
Right.
Let's do it.
Let's see. Spend some time
Let's put
Delaware.
Some money on it. I've never been to Delaware.
They need new forms of therapy.
Here we go.
They're just giving us shout outs, man. That's all. Just like
it's Facebook. You know,
no, that's Instagram.
Oh, IG.
God, damn.
No, it's not. It looked like that bitch looked like fucking, I don't know
it
what's going
like,
on.
It looked like, she bought it, but I'm
but I'm saying niggas,
she got her receipts.
The niggas in the comments
her.
Gonna be like, oh yeah, fucking right. She owning herself because you know niggas be thirsty though. In the comments though.
No cap. What's her at? Is what you gonna see in there? What's her at? That's what they gonna see.
say, man. I'm saying,
like, real life niggas couldn't deal with that.
With buku red flags.
Real life.
Like, oh, I couldn't. Not at all.
Like, her situationship, that's a strong man.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's brutal. All
right, so.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So.
Why is he here?
We got a list that Muggy sent to the fucking group about this fucking song that Nas dropped. What, 20 years ago it was, Muggy?
What? That's what you're talking about? 25 years ago?
Yeah, that shit was 99.
Listen to what the fuck he's saying in the song.
So. Favorite rapper?
Some stop wearing gold, solar energized rides, no steering wheel, tell it how to drive, no propellers in the sky, airplanes like mini rockets, waiting lists for the rich to get tickets to visit Mars, while the poor people starve, computers taking over their jobs, a man's forced to live off land, now it's back to the caveman era, when we made fire by two sticks rubbing together, the truth is many are too scared of new data, America online, cut off, see you later, say hello to the one world, say hello to the sky, something's out there watching you and I, more enticing than Star Trek. Star Trek,
Starlink,
your genes and DNA,
drones we don't know clones. About.
You got CD
new technology, cold fusion,
computers, then what
all
happens?
All kind of shit.
Kendrick could never.
Yeah. It's 25 years ahead of time.
That's really crazy.
25 years though.
That's some prophetic shit.
Let's give Nas a round of applause.
Nas always.
This what you gotta realize about.
Damn.
When it come to that album, you know the name of that album? Nostradamus.
Nostradamus.
Okay, let that land. Let that land. So on that album, he was prophesizing like Michel de Nostradamus. That's his name, Nostradamus, and what he used to fucking prophesize. And a lot of this shit came to be true. And on that album, Nostradamus, he did a lot of fucking visions like that, which is wild. Which is 20 years later. 25 years later, that shit make exact sense. You listen to Nas way back then, like, what the fuck Nas talking about?
Still eating the Meg Rose.
Yeah. Meg Rose, the illest.
That's the name of his pop.
Nas said I would.
Nas said you would do it. Nas said. Like, you didn't just do that. Nas said. That's the
wow.
Right there.
Yeah, but Nas is definitely a prophet.
That's literally 25 years ago. Man. Just made 25 years.
It's fucking intelligent.
He shot out Nas. Spit this in like early 99 or, you know, how long it used to take to make albums. So
November 23rd, 1999.
Right. All right, let's get into some video reviews. Actually, I wanted to do one more Christmas video. Let's see what this was about.
Yeah, I got a Christmas question after this. Oh shit, he winded that the fuck up.
He on the naughty list for sure. Damn.
Oh! Boy, his Santa with a left hook. Inflatable Santa.
Wow. He fucking went down to tell him his fucking Santa, though.
I'm going to tell you what happened here. His parents said Santa Claus seen him and he ain't getting no gifts. He came outside and said, fuck that.
What's up?
I'm gonna show him. Ooh.
Oh, no, damn. The kidney gut.
Yo, oh, that fucking uppercut. Tank Davis.
This is crazy, bro.
All this white on white violence, dog. What's going on?
Oh, wow. Look at that shit. E Honda. Fuck. Was that an orb? What flew that?
Oh no!
Somebody told us a bad.
But look, Santa taking it well, though. Santa just chilling, though. He actually is still happy.
Santa taking it well. Wow!
I got a Christmas question.
What's your Christmas
question? I want to pose for the group.
What's that?
What would be, since it's Christmas theme? What would be like y'all dream destination for Christmas if y'all haven't been on it yet? What's the dream destination or dream vacation destination for Christmas?
We're going to go in order?
Yeah, let's go down the line. Let's go pull first. Right.
My destination for Christmas would probably be bringing my wife to like Harry Potter world, wherever the fuck that's at. Just go there.
Hogwarts.
Super Harry Potter world for Christmas. That'll be dream destination.
You the wife and kids at Hogwarts.
Yeah, Hogwarts. Yeah, with the fucking Grindles and shit, whatever they call.
Joe Casa, what you got?
I would have to say Sweden log cabin on a frozen lake. With a nice fireplace.
He's a fucking novelist, right? Fucking eggnog is at the perfect temperature.
That would be perfect.
I love that place.
That's nice.
It's nice snow, you know?
I want to go. I want to fucking go there.
What you got, Billy?
Billy.
definitely in the cabin somewhere, man. Mm. Yeah, it's Christmas, definitely in the cabins.
Ooh, close
to the fire.
Yeah.
in the fire.
Nah, you gotta have a destination. You can't just say somewhere.
Yeah, you gotta say.
Man, where are you?
Smoky Mountains or
jail?
Sweden?
Yeah, no, fuck jail.
turn that shit the fuck off, nigga. God damn.
Fuck jail for Christmas.
Right. Don't even knock on wood, nigga.
My bad. That was a joke.
No, I don't know the destination, man. But definitely somewhere with mountains and some shit, you know. Colorado, Aspen, fucking Smoky Mountains.
Yeah. Breckenridge. Yeah, Breckenridge. Yeah. If we go to Colorado, let's go to Breckenridge.
All that there.
What you got, Joe?
Shit, I was gonna say probably cabin off in Aspen, something like that. Somewhere where it's snowing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Been there, done that.
They want mountains. Congratulations,
buddy.
You ever been in a jacuzzi while it was snowing?
No, that's why I'm trying to go, you know what I'm saying?
We got
to
get the experience, man.
They don't have a destination.
Watch this video right here.
Put them in fucking Asgard.
Well, you can't see it, but they will. Let's keep going.
Nah, but snow. Yeah. But I mean, we South niggas do like snow is beautiful. Like you know what I'm saying.
It's
like,
different
when,
if
when you experience it in abundance. Like we've had dirty snow. Like,
yeah, you know whatever that was. That sleet
scrape up off the ground and shit.
Yeah, that sleet.
Tell them about that one Christmas.
That's what I was about to fucking
when
say.
When it was about 10 years ago.
No,
when
nigga,
it
was. No,
I was in Lafayette around that time.
Son, that shit was beautiful.
This what happened.
It was a meat coming off Misu Bridge.
I think I lived with this nigga off camera.
It was Christmas.
It was literally Christmas, my nigga.
This is the night before Christmas.
The night before.
So listen,
and
it was
all through the house.
This was, if you didn't realize, this was Christmas 2004.
Oh, for
which
real?
Which means that
before
me and you said this.
We was in high school.
I said it snowed all Christmas.
You lied.
We said this together,
that's
fucker.
Wild, son. It's your fault, bitch. Katrina Scarlett's fault. It's your fault, bitch. It was like, it's so beautiful. How's this snowing all Christmas?
Something bad
about to happen in 2004.
I said this is a fucking omen. Back then, I said it was snowing on Christmas and Joey was so fucking jolly
and cheerful
about it.
This is wild. This is
wild,
dog.
It's fucking flurrying and it's nice, right? It's fucking...
We're coming from...
You know what song is playing? You know how beautiful it is? You know what song is playing in the air? No, it's fucking... I have no idea where the fucking speaker's at. But this song is just jolly fucking playing on through the decks of halls of fucking Holly.
Man, had a Home Alone ass Christmas.
I'm about to say Home Alone too.
And then here comes Joey. He's fucking leaping for galloping joy outside. He's like, it's snowing. It's snowing. God bless us all. And I said, and I said, cuz it's snowing on Christmas.
That
say,
nigga
isn't
frolic?
It great? And I said, it's an omen.
It's a fucking omen.
Something's fucking terrible gonna happen from here. He's like, no, cuz it's a beautiful time. And then fucking here comes August and Hurricane Katrina hit.
Yep. Worst shit in the world.
Nigga said that boy Casa was frolicking.
It's horrible, cuz.
He was frolicking.
But it was nice, cuz it was like the first time I saw snow in New Orleans.
And we was in Mule still, huh?
Yeah, let's shout out Mule.
Yeah.
Or a family owned bar. Everybody should have a family owned bar.
Yeah.
Last resort.
Plug the bar.
It's not around no more, so it's not a plug. It's just reminiscent.
Shout out to my pub.
All right.
That was nice.
Memories.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Memories.
We don't have enough crime for this.
Yeah, we do. We got more crime.
Yeah, sardine can. It was nice.
All right, let's get back to White Light and get back to review videos. Let's see where we at on the time. We had an hour. We good. Let's get into...
Hold up. Let me ask this.
No.
Why are we on Christmas shit?
Okay.
Yeah.
What's some family traditions, like, that y'all... If y'all have some. That y'all are accustomed to around this time of year.
Drinking all December. Just drinking.
I think that's a New Orleans thing. Yeah. Like we just fucking drink with everything. We just need a reason to drink.
Eating.
Mm-hmm. That's Joy snacks.
Yeah. Not really. I don't know. That's the problem. The drink and take care of everything else.
I think at this age, like we gotta
fucking
create our own traditions, dog.
What the fuck?
Like at this age, we gotta create our own new traditions.
It's called podcasting,
you know right? Yeah, that's what we're doing.
For me, it was always my mama let us open it like one gift on Christmas Eve.
Oh yeah, we did.
So I kind of just like, you know, carry that over. You get that one gift. It's never that gift you wanted. You knew which one you wanted.
Yeah.
I want that one right
there.
Yeah, they'd be like, here you go, open this. That would be like a book. You'd be like, man.
Old school parents knew how to tease you.
For sure.
With a gift, yeah.
I'm excited. I get to do that shit this year with my daughter.
Right.
Beautiful.
I was about to say something. I forgot what I'm about to say.
You was getting into some videos?
No, I was about to say something about Christmas.
That's fucked up. We don't have no traditions.
That's what I think I was getting at. I think a lot of our families didn't have the clue that previous, like the grandparents' families had.
Our grandparents really had it.
I think a lot of us are missing that camaraderie we had with our family that we used to have back when we grew up.
Sure. I think my dad's side of the family, they're trying to revive some type of tradition. Like, this is like the third year in a row that we've done the pajama party on Christmas Eve.
Some member of the family has to pick up the
right,
piece,
right. We gotta pick up the slack.
Yeah,
because I mean, it's everybody always gather for papa, mama type deal.
Exactly.
And like like you said, once they elevate to the next level, everybody just kind of spread out.
Even at your age, semi young, like you gotta be able, you know what I'm saying? You gotta pick up
drop
the traditions.
It.
You know what I mean?
Look, you got four more days to say that shit.
See, like I got the easy part. I got the kids, so they won't come to me. You know, I ain't tripping on that.
Right.
Usually, especially. You know, me and my wife culturally different. So, like, we'll do her people come by breakfast type deal. So that's kind of been there. You know, we'll have like a brunch every like Christmas on eight kicks. So you know what I'm saying? We got a couple little traditions we're trying to keep together.
New traditions.
Yeah, trying to put something together. Really trying to do some more Friendsgivings. I kind of like seeing that.
I fuck with that.
Kind of like seeing that.
Yeah. You got to be with those who are you close with.
Right. Yeah, for
sometimes
sure. Sometimes
friends are closer than family.
Yeah, for sure.
Egg rolls, though.
You gotta bring the A-roll. Let's get into some review vids, fellas. Let's see what we got here.
Three,
sir,
four.
We teach the
rules. If I was a bad bitch, I would fuck me too. If I was a bad bitch, I would hunt me too.
Wow.
I would try me too. Bye. I wouldn't do.
One, two, three, four.
Bitch, I'm from Memphis. What you know about me? Big G-L-R-C-S-G-L-E. Every time I pop out, you know I A-T-E. Giving her face, ass, titties.
Yeah, she like it. She like it.
One more.
Bitch, a 10, her done, bills paid, catch me sliding in the bin. I ain't looking like no brand. I ain't calling no new friend. Louis bag, filled with bags. Y'all sexy, do your dance. Get it sexy.
Get it sexy. Get it sexy.
What store is that?
Get it sexy.
Gotta be like Walmart or something.
Thank y'all so much, we done.
Target. It might be Target.
That definitely ain't JCPenney's.
Yeah, but I said, well, I feel like they're in JCPenney's, no cap, bro.
Not with that niggardry.
That's not JCPenney's.
That's definitely not too much.
I ain't gonna lie. Look, he's not lying, though. It is good for business.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Everybody gonna be like, man, I was at such and such today. Exactly. Everybody wanna know his store. That's all you need.
And it was customers.
Congratulations, Memphis. It gotta be Tennessee. It seemed like it was Tennessee.
I'm eyeing his chicken necks.
Oh, damn, this nigga hungry.
You was gonna fuck that tree up.
Dog, this nigga. All right, y'all gotta watch this video. He get the troll of the century award.
Is that the nigga that killed the United Healthcare nigga?
Just watch.
Oh, damn.
No green jacket, no hood. This is serious now. A lot of people have been DMing me. There are two jackets in the back. Put one of them on.
Yo. Hey, shit, nah, bro. Hey, you gotta get.
You gonna not go where you wanna go? I'm not driving you. Put the jacket. Go back. Change. No green jacket. No hood. No. This is serious.
That's me, dog. No. That's me all day.
Hey, you gotta. You gotta get out
joking
the whip.
About shit.
You gotta get out my whip looking like that, bro.
Dog, that's too.
God
stupid.
Damn, dog. You gotta get out.
He not.
He look just like the dude,
bro.
How you look just like him? Dog, he look just like him. That's wild, dog.
That's because they all lizard people. I'm gonna leave that alone. Leave that alone.
Stupid ass.
You ain't never seen a lizard look different than another lizard. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's definitely some Gomez Adam shit right there.
Wow. All
right, let's watch some enemy videos now.
Niggas say enemies.
Enemy.
So this is
enemy, dog.
This is fucking, well, I'm not gonna say enemy, but you know,
JD Vance be tripping.
I wouldn't be showing it if I didn't like it some type of way. So JD Vance is the president-elect right? Vice president elect. So
I'm playing with Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whoa! Playing,
I like the hillbilly elegance.
Make America great again.
You gotta stop right there.
That man said he gonna stop daylight saving. I'm like, I fuck with that.
Yeah. Right. We didn't have it when I lived in Hawaii. Also, Arizona don't have it. So
I'm like, for real? Hawaii don't
no daylight saving time.
Crazy.
Man, wow. Out here getting dark on me at 6 o'clock for Arizona no reason, though. Fuck.
All right, let's listen to JD Vance.
Watch this movie, Boys in the Hood. You ever seen Boys in the Hood?
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay. I watched that movie a ton when I was like 8, 9 years old.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how much that movie has had an influence on me until I watched it last night.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, for Furious Styles, a lot of his stuff about not letting financial institutions buy up all the stuff in your communities, obviously he's talking about black people in LA and not, you know, white people in, you know, rural small town America. But I was like, oh, like that's maybe the first place that I ever heard this idea. Or he talks about like the importance of fatherhood, the importance of especially young boys having a father in the home. It's like, I got that from Boys in the Hood, and obviously it spoke to me when I was a kid because I grew up at the time and I didn't have much of a relationship with my dad.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, man. He makes this observation, math being racist. He's criticizing the SAT for being culturally biased, but then he says the only part that isn't culturally biased is the math.
That shit is wild.
So, y'all think it's cap or not?
He wasn't influenced by that damn movie.
Cultural like influence to be a fucking politician from John Singleton is wild. Hey,
come on, man.
Furious Styles. Furious Styles was like the culmination of every black father in the 90s, though.
Facts,
yeah.
Black father was on some pro-black shit and was, you know, giving the kids knowledge.
Is it too far-fetched to believe that it reached the white guy in Kansas?
I mean, back then in 92, I don't think he
for him to
it, like,
say he was 8 watching it, like, come on, bro.
Big in 92, though.
You know, I don't care how big it is. He didn't receive it the same way he does in 2020.
Man, that shit wasn't playing in his house, man.
I don't receive it the same way as a black person, so I know he doesn't receive it the same.
Ain't no way
What about the SAT scores and all of that shit? What was the question on the cultural shit?
And saying that SATs were culturally biased. Now, that definitely is one.
Actual policy point that J.D. Vance could get through.
I mean, because...
And I like him. If he believes it,
let's hold him accountable for it. So J.D. Vance, why don't you do something to help out SAT scores for minorities?
Do they have to take that to go to college, right?
Except ACT, SAT. Relate to
you gotta score a certain score to
I took the ACT one time in like my junior year.
Yeah.
I forgot my calculator.
Oh, the TI-83? I had games on my shit.
But look, though, I bombed the math part.
What?
Still got my degree that I need to get to college.
Oh, yeah?
See?
23 or 21?
Message.
Oh, 19. Alright, yeah. I got a 27, but we're not gonna go there. But it was only on reading comprehension. Everything else was like 21.
If I'd had a calculator, I would have been up there. My reading part was up there. Comprehension was high.
Alright, next video. Next video.
Please excuse my dear Aunt fucking Sally. These fucking guys.
We're gonna change.
Try to get deep for a second. Man.
Actually, we're gonna do this one next. We're gonna do this one next after this one. There we go. So, ribbon session number 2, y'all. Since the last one did so good.
All right.
I can't pick my girl up with my little leg.
Man. Why?
All right.
Try to pick my
girl up with my
little leg.
That boy got a leg up on life.
I know. He just showing there's levels. Oh, there's levels to this shit.
And I kicked my legs up.
Right. His girl left him because he only wanted to kick it half the time.
The legs in the back are crazy.
He for sure can't drive us.
Look at that shoe. My little leg.
Jordan ain't make them shoes.
He's the perfect example of like, you gotta give a fraction of yourself.
No, wait, bro.
Just a fraction.
You gotta go back to how you flop that bitch, bro.
Gay kiss. Girl, man. And I kicked my leg up.
Nah, man. Watch how he kicked the shoe off, though. That
why the legs in the background?
That bitch hit the ground hard.
Why the legs in the background?
Check him out. Check him out. Pick my girl up.
I don't know. What are the legs in the background for, though?
I don't know.
That's a great question, dog. I can't even zoom in on
you. Think
shit,
like,
huh?
What y'all think if he tell people like he having a little party and like, what you calling this a kickback? Like, you know what I mean? Like that's marketable. For
I guess it's something he can't do. He can't kick back.
Tell a chick, let's just kick it.
The extension on his Jordan isn't even long enough.
It's
Why even do it?
Some big ass that boy shoes. Got like a Eastside clip extender on the Jordan.
For extensions that don't even fit. Right. No,
that nigga right leg and strong as fuck, though.
Man, damn. Shout out to you, though, man. You know?
Yeah, man.
Shout out to
let him kick the shoe off, though, one more time.
My man's got over 500,000 views, more views than I ever got in my life. How tall is he really? Shout him out, though. Shout him out, though.
What's the height? It depends.
What side he stand on? I'm fool fucker.
On the ground, though.
Yeah. It'll never happen. We'll
nigga
never know.
Never have 10 toes down there.
Yeah. Fuck. Wow. Man, that's nasty work right now. God damn. Man.
Do your thing.
Man, look, let him kick the shoe for me, though, man. Kick the shoe.
God damn.
Check him out.
He really kicking his back in.
Ah.
That's
fucked up.
I can't stand
you. No. Hey, kick that bitch off.
Y'all
damn,
can't tell me he don't have core strength. You can't come from that low off balance like that to get that high. Yeah.
That right leg was strong.
He's definitely
hey, God forbid he ever kick you.
Shout out to his fucking yoga instructor because he definitely got like this like thing going on with his core.
All right, bro, close your ears, though.
Nigga said the yoga instructor, chill out.
All right, is Dennis Rodman the hardest working athlete of all time? Athlete. Somebody's asking Michael Jackson, do you want
Michael
Dennis
Jackson?
I mean Michael Jordan.
Sheesh.
My bad. Do you want Dennis Rodman
everything
back?
Kicked in.
Do you look, Billy checked out too. It's perfect. So yeah, do you want
man,
Dennis
I
Rodman?
Piss, man. I saw this shit. Yeah, yeah, man. He wouldn't have been a good dad if he fucking he wouldn't have
Whoa.
Whatever the fuck, West Side.
He's from the East.
I think it just randomly West Side.
Hey, Billy, you're going to have to use the restroom outside, bro.
That nigga just said West Side.
This is Michael Jordan saying why he would
want
to welcome.
Why this man fatherhood got put in this, man?
Dennis
Rodman
back.
All right. Rodman back. Sure. His dresser doesn't bother me. His hair doesn't bother me. Sure, I mean, he's going to go wacko every now and then. We've come to live with that. We have come to accept that. But you can't find another player on the basketball court that works just as hard as Dennis Rodman. Gives 110%, dives at loose balls, even if he can't
Damn.
Get them.
Even if he can't
That's
get
Dennis
him.
Rodman.
The world. So
I don't have a problem with Dennis, you know. And I don't think Phil does. I don't think Dennis does. I mean, I don't think Scotty does. We've been able to control him to some degree. And he, look, we're here for champions back to back.
Okay.
So, who's a harder working athlete than Dennis Rodman?
I mean,
tries harder than Dennis Rodman.
Are you really surprised that Dennis Rodman like really went for loose balls?
Low hanging fruit. Double entendre.
Just wanted to know.
God damn, dog.
Just wanted to know.
I hate
like,
y'all.
Are you
nah.
surprised?
I hate y'all. Yeah. I hate y'all.
Oh, look at Dennis. Of course he's fucking doing that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Man. Was one of the best ball grabbers that was.
There you go. Shout out to Dennis. All right. No diddity, no
doubt.
Hey,
man, he ain't say he did nothing else. He just said he'd get aboard, you know what I'm saying?
Any harder trying athlete than Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
For the sports people.
In like any harder trying athlete?
Harder trying athlete than Dennis Rodman.
I mean,
that's going to give it 100 every time. I feel like Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
I feel like he give 110%. Even if he's throwing straight bricks, he's going to go hard every day.
Okay.
He tries.
He tries. Yes.
You know who else try hard? They ask, but they try hard. Like Dylan Brooks, bro. He try hard as a motherfucker.
But I just don't know why. I thought I was thinking Dylan, the shooter in my head. I was like, Dylan who?
Nah, Dylan Brooks.
Nah, like I would say he be trying hard. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about people that's giving effort. I ain't saying he was good. But
sometimes
fuck
his effort is in the wrong place.
Yeah, it's in the wrong place.
So why y'all like Tyrese Halliburton?
Because Tyrese Halliburton has killed every fucking parlay I put him in. So he's on the ban list. I give a damn what he do. And then he wore them damn penny loafers hee-heeing on the court. Now, I ain't got time for that shit, man.
Because that nigga will do a 20-20 game and then the next game be like 13-7.
Man, when he played the Pelicans, he scored 1 point, I think it was.
No, actually, I was at that game courtside. He scored nothing.
Oh, yeah.
I gave
him the benefit.
He put up a whole zero. You know what I'm saying? A big donut for me to
Wait,
eat.
You was betting against the Pelicans?
First of all, I didn't bet against nobody. I bet this nigga would get 15 points, bro. He can't give me 15 fucking points.
That's not how betting works.
Yes, that is. Yeah, that's
you're
how
betting
it works.
For the other team to score points, you're betting against the Pelicans.
Hey, look, the Pelicans could win and he could get 15.
He
man.
Got zero.
But that's the fucking problem.
I write that.
And the Pelicans still won, so it didn't even matter.
Good on you.
And guess what? If had he scored the 15 points, they still would have lost because they blew them the fuck out. It was
there
like 30 points.
But you really got paid, though, right?
Exactly. That's I needed the 15 points. His punk ass ain't going to get the fucking 15.
You
don't
learn these life lessons in about 4 days when you're not semi no more. We gonna see.
Look, I learned it already. I don't put him on no more parlay.
That is a pause.
All right, we're going to go to this one.
4 days
and,
from now when you're not semi. It's crazy.
I'm just saying, it's 2025. It's a different year. Studio 54, this podcast, all of us, we do not mm-hmm. approve this message. We do not approve this message.
All right.
Oh, man.
Are you tired of blowjobs like I am? I think it's time to take it back to the basics. Who wants their dick sucked every day? That shit can get to you, man. I mean, every day. Shit gets old. It gets boring. Can we just lay down and fuck? I don't know why everything's gotta be so fucking complicated. You don't have to put your leg over your head. Snoop Dogg, missionary. Just fucking.
Wow.
In stereo.
Good old fucking Eminem.
That's shady, dog.
You gotta let shady.
You gotta let shady be shady, dog. That's wild.
Yeah. But that is a conversation for the room.
I mean, we don't approve the message. Why? I figured we was on the same page.
Who would ever agree to that?
No, but I'm saying, as y'all get older, have y'all been cutting back on the moves?
It depends on who's giving the blowjob.
It's not even just the blowjob. I'm just he said legs behind the head and shit.
I need all that. I need you to do all that.
Organic macaroon, and you won't cut back on it.
I need you to do all that.
We like all types of Netflix series. We're gonna need the diversity. That's what I'm
Netflix
saying.
Netflix chill.
It ain't gotta be about Netflix. It's about the diversity Netflix has. Okay, like just can't do the same thing. We're not watching crime every day. Yeah, we need some comedy in that bitch. We need some history. You know what I'm saying?
That's all right.
Throw some YouTube in that bitch too.
We
could
put on a cheap ass movie
or what else they put in that pan, though?
Garbage ass video and two blue chews and a honey pack.
This nigga about to get blue chew fucking ads.
Two blue chews and a honey pack.
That shit sound like you're going to end up like homie that used to talk about people. Ooh. Yeah, you're a hawk on an instant liquidation.
Oh, yeah, they called an ambulance on that.
What's the dude used to be talking about people from Atlanta? He used to be like, honey, you are nothing. You're insecure about your life.
I know who you're talking about. I don't know who. I don't remember his name
what
either.
What about the nigga from New Orleans? They're saying, who going to pop me? Who that was?
What?
Messi?
Messi Meyer got popped. You say shit like that, don't speak it into existence. I don't want to get popped. I don't want a new one pop me.
I don't
want to
die.
Yeah. Don't pop me.
That nigga Billy is hilarious. Billy is fucking hilarious.
What about? I'm still trying to.
Just write it down, dog. Just write it down.
I'm going to write it down.
I'm going to
write my thoughts and shit. Yeah.
I'm still trying to see how Jordan fatherhood got popped in his head.
This motherfucker wasn't crazy.
Wow. We're gonna switch gears to some real shit real quick.
I don't know what that is.
Just try it.
Yeah, you will. Y'all remember this guy, right? He used to paint all the paintings on PBS.
Is that Painting Man?
What's his name? Bob Ross.
Please don't be Painting Man. Bob Ross. Fuck shit. Yeah, Bob Ross.
So
yeah.
His wife had cancer and passed away shortly before recording this.
Absolutely have to have dark in order to have light. Dark. You gotta have opposites. Dark and light. Light and dark. Continually in painting. If you have light on light, you have nothing. If you have dark on dark, you basically have nothing. There we are. You know, it's like in life. You gotta have a little sadness once in a while so you know when the good times come.
He gone through
the good times now.
But he's spitting too.
No, but he's talking real fast. Yeah.
If everything is all happy and peaches, then how do you know it's all happy and peaches if you never went through it?
Well, when you don't make trees. And I could tell in that painting, that was like the first time, like, because every time I used to watch, like, Bob Ross, he would make, like, these happy trees. That shit was, like, jacket mountains and shit. You could, like,
barely any trees.
You see what I'm saying? It really reflects like, a difference of
symbolism.
His emotions. Yeah, like, really definitely. Think about that shit.
That's what was on his heart.
Yeah, that's wild. Like, look I didn't at even think shit. About that.
I mean,
that,
that's the way he really expressed himself. Like, the words he was saying was beautiful, but...
The words he was saying...
His paintings are his real, like...
he was describing it... He was describing the emotions of it. That's why he was saying, like, you know, you got to put the dark inside that light. Because if it's just all light, it's nothing.
Contrast.
It's no contrast. So he was showing, like, we needed this right here. We needed this darkness to see this light. Mm. And that's why he said, you know, I'm just waiting on my happy times.
Message.
Sorry to bring y'all so deep on Christmas, but you got for light, I mean, you must have dark.
But I mean, it's for the people who could have, you know, some people take Christmas and, you know, they may have lost grandma, grandpa, you know, the favorite cousin, brother, sister, whatever, around this time, and they feel, you know, they be more down. It's like, man, you know, I can't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. Holidays are always a deep time, like,
right,
you know, in general, you know, people lose people, and it's just, for those who may be alone, you know, it's just a deep time for people in general, I think. So
remember gratitude.
Facts.
All right.
Whatever that means.
Remember gratitude?
Damn, son. That was a left punch to the
that
fucking
was
the
most
noggin.
Random fortune cookie.
Yeah, this dog. Is we're gonna move on. And,
We're gonna move on, dog.
This is Dre's favorite person in life. He loves this guy so much. So much. He's like his soul brother. He loves him so much.
I hate seeing this.
Oh my god.
Your reaction when you heard Kendrick mention you and Not Like Us. He said, "Lil Baby helped you get your lingo up," in reference to Drake. What'd you think when you heard that?
I ain't really into like that side of hip hop. So I'm really, you know,
fucking barely in hip hop.
Wow.
You know.
But you and Drake always had a good relationship. I mean, great Drake helped you a lot.
Great relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know, you kind of like, it's just with any situation, like, if you and him was arguing, why the hell are you gonna say, man? You know?
Huh? Nigga, what? Like,
don't bring you in it.
Yeah, man, I don't want to be having nothing to do with it. I'll be having, not saying whatever they got going on ain't real or nothing, but I'll be, like, I feel like, to me, like, rapping is my work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't want, that's how that work. You know what I'm saying?
I feel them on
so
that.
So, like, though. Even you saying, like, what's your
I really do.
Done,
I really do, though.
I ain't here. I ain't in it for that time.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
On that.
Oh, you understood him?
I need an interpreter.
Yeah, I understood him. Let me tell you exactly what he said. What is it? Don't be bringing this beef shit around the fuck with my money, nigga.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what he said.
That nigga ain't
just
been
guess
a cold...
who he get money with.
Oh,
with Drake.
Everybody.
No, but he ain't been a good rapper since Gunna wrote his raps.
Yeah, but if he involve himself in beef right now, he's probably never going to make money.
But this is what I'm saying.
Listen to
Gunna was writing
he
his
sound
raps?
Like Gunna on
right.
His flow.
Fucking man. Right. Especially the album they did together. Listen to the progression of Lil Baby from like 2017 till now. But yeah, but I feel him, you know, he looking like a fucking wabby with them fucking teeth. But at the same time.
Whoa,
I feel him though.
Whoa.
Like, you know.
Shots fired. Huh?
You know, I feel him with the Drake shit. That's his partner. You
know. Well, the baby's the better baby rapper anyway,
baby.
Out of all three babies. So let's.
Lil Baby?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think he better than Da Baby?
No, I said Da Baby's the best rapper
Da Baby.
Out of all three babies.
I was about to say, because Gunna wrote his raps.
Yeah, Da Baby's definitely better than Our Baby.
I don't know about that.
What about Baby Gangsta?
Uh-oh. Oh, nah. See, that's different. Nah, all right. Nah. All right. My bad. All right.
Don't
that's
enter
different.
The chat.
All right.
Enter
all
the
right.
Fucking chat.
My bad. My
don't
bad.
Enter the fucking chat.
All right. Speaking of Baby Gangsta, let's get into this video.
I had stole some kilos from my homie.
Who this is?
That's motherfucking
Drake produced this.
Okay. That's Giggity. That's
Giggity.
The original gangster right there.
All
right. Original hot boy right there.
And he talking about the story
Baby
he
gangsta.
Had with
right.
Baby Gangsta BG, who just segued into this fucking thing.
Right. I had stole some kilos from my homie, Killer Stone. He's deceased. And I know I couldn't
I stole
sell him on my
kilos
side of the river.
From my homie.
Yeah.
y'all just peep game, all right?
They become
y'all,
homies to add to y'all, the fact,
y'all listen, all right.
So I try to be slick. I hit one of my homeboys. And try to get him sold on the other, or on the West Bank, what we call, across the river. And I asked BG, I said, "What you doing?" He said, "Man, I'm getting ready to go to the radio station with Baby, and we got a little something, got to talk with, interview, whatever." I was like, "Man, I need you to come hold me down." He's like, "All right, I got you." So I get the Mac 11, had my 2 9s on me. And when I go across the river, the guy I'm cool with, he hooked me with a guy to sell the drugs too, and this guy was cool with my homeboy who I stole the drug from. So he already put the word in me. I got gangsta coming and selling me something. So he had a feeling he knew I stole the drug, but it was like, I guess he would just bait me in, you know, whatever, KPP. When I went over there, I go in the house to make the deal, and BG outside waiting on me. He watched him, and I heard shots going off. Mac 11 going, I come out, BG getting off, because mm-hmm. the dudes were trying to creep me, because mm-hmm. the guy already mm-hmm. sent word to my homeboy that, hey, he got your dope over here, which he trying to sell. I had
PG a real nigga though.
Man, I'm so glad I didn't have to deal with that type of like. Duh. This shit sounds complicated.
This is not a rap story. This is a nigga that's damn. In the streets telling you BG let off of him so he ain't get popped. That's yeah, wild.
Giggity
son.
Just
that's
came
wild,
home from doing like 20 something.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, yeah, so it's on some survival shit.
But the stories between him and Stone is crazy though. Like, yeah. I don't want to
he got some wild ass stories.
Yeah.
TV Wayne.
Go check him out.
Shout out to TV Wayne. That's his name.
Video Wayne.
Video Wayne. Video Wayne, dope, man. Shout out to Video Wayne.
Shout out Video Wayne.
Yeah.
But yeah, so BG. Don't fuck with BG.
Nah, man. Don't BG stamped. BG been stamped.
He been stamped.
This has never been a question.
Switching gears again. A cat in Antarctica munching on a few things.
Okay.
Okay?
Wow. Fuck, bro.
Here you go. This is for you.
What's cat in Japanese? Neko.
What?
Or?
Nyanko.
Yes. How do you say a few things?
Nanko ka no nanika.
Nah, we don't play that.
How
bird.
About a cat in Antarctica munching on a few things?
Nanko ka no nanika.
No, no, no. I want nya. Nya.
What the fuck?
He know that shit wrong.
Nyanko ka nyo nyanko. Nyanko ka nyo nyanko. Nyanko ka nyo nyanko. Nyanko ka nyo nyanko ka nyanko.
What's cat?
Man, he having
what
a glitch.
What the fuck, though?
These words sound so much alike in Japanese. He just put a sentence together.
I'm saying, he said it's a racial slur.
No, it wasn't that. Maybe you heard it. I don't
it sounded
know.
Like it.
But all these words sound so much alike, like he couldn't fucking put the
what
sentence
the,
together.
What was the, go back to the...
the sentence man. Itself?
No, go back to the title. The,
can't
the
oh.
Do not try this at home.
Do not.
Oh, man, fuck.
That's fucking retarded.
I don't like that. Slimy I don't like people bus. Like him.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a friend like that.
You just try to pronounce words.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, fish and family. Let's see what this is about.
He asks the Mexican how he spends his time. The Mexican says, I fish a little in the morning. I catch enough for my family. We go back. We cook. We laugh around the fire. And I spend time with my children. And the American businessman goes, that's stupid. Here's a better idea. What you should do is actually spend most of your day fishing. And then with the surplus fish, you could sell them at the market. And the Mexican fisherman says, why would I do that? So, well, once you've got the additional money, you could start to employ some of your friends and they could come out fishing with you too, and you could catch more fish, which you could sell at the market for more money. He says, why would I do that? He says, well, once you've done that, you would be able to incorporate in America and you would maybe be able to start a canning factory so that you could own the entire production process and you could then sell the company for a lot of money. He said, why would I do that? He said, because once you'd done that, you'd be able to fish a little on a morning and then go back and spend time with your children around the fire.
Very good.
So their life, huh?
All see, we rats in the maze. Sometimes you got to look at what's important to you and not necessarily society. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes what's important to you, chase that and ignore what society says. As long as you can keep your family happy in the process, that's what's important.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Do not end up on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
Asking try.
For a dollar.
Yeah, because I'm not giving it to you.
Yeah.
On the psych hospital.
God
this
damn.
Is very specific.
I just keep getting worse. Fuck.
This is very specific.
I'm sorry. Merry
do you,
Christmas.
Do you have
y'all.
A story you want to share?
Damn.
I forgot it's the holiday season. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. We can't all
I have
check
a poem.
Out the red
you got a poem? Go
ahead, I have a poem.
Let's
get
a poem.
It's the closest thing we're going to get to a rap. So go ahead. Let's get it.
Fucking right.
Towards the night before Christmas.
And?
I went to the bar.
Damn what?
Not a creature was staring.
Why not?
But I seen your ma.
That's some New Orleans shit for your ass. New Orleans Christmas Studio 54, episode 9 for y'all bitch mom. Ass niggas.
No, it's
that was
new
my
way,
that was my finally. Yeah. I finally got my pro feature. That was it right there. That was it.
You finally got your pro feature
on Studio 54. At that
Studio 54,
live.
Yeah, episode 9.
Y'all you like know, y'all word, gifts though? Word, y'all word. Like y'all gifts? If y'all don't like them, give them back.
Man, shit though, man. Shit though.
You know what I'm saying?
Got a little hole
shoot
for
a nigga
that.
Though. Yeah.
Hey, I don't worry about the door lock because they can't get inside.
Hey.
I just make sure yous can't leave.
Yous can't. Not yous can't leave.
Can't leave.
Yous can't leave.
Oh, I use cake.
Egg rolls. Shout out to the neighbors.
Yeah, man. Damn, everybody, enjoy y'all days, wow. Man. I know y'all listen
to
this
dog.
In the morning.
Billy was,
it's lights.
Billy was everything hit at the right time. everything hit.
Yeah.
Was this good cohesion?
Wow.
good cohesion, dog. Yes. All over the place.
Chicken.
Especially the egg rolls.
Obviously the egg rolls.
God damn.
A little flat, though.
You missed the egg rolls.
I know.
I ain't gonna lie, this is probably the most New Orleans looking plate I've ever seen. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
A pan with some ball goods and some fried stuff, man.
And we had eggnog daiquiris instead of, you know, ain't no shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Studio 54.
Studio 54.
Young Lugo.
We got them beats for your ass.
Merry Christmas.
Young Lex.
We got the ninja in the building.
Eating chicken in here. I ain't scared, I ain't got no fear.
We got Pro, Meta, Coach Pro, whatever you wanna call him. You know he in there though.
It's still good.
We got Eggnog Poppy, you know what I'm saying?
You know.
Eggnog Poppy.
And you got the Semi Santa. And we checking out on y'all, man. Y'all have a good day. Y'all be blessed, enjoy Christmas. Open your gifts. If you like them, smile. If you don't like them, smile again.
One last time you ate a crawfish in December.
That was truly beautiful.
That's why I ain't touch them bitches.
You never know.
I ain't gonna lie.
I might not make episode 10, you heard me? Ball, I think I might be dead. Yeah.
Ball crawfish in December kind of crazy, but whatever worked for you, babe.
Another Fall East Coast production.
Fall East Coast.